This is Andrew Metrick at the Center for Strategic International Studies, and I'm joined today by Sam Brannan, Senior Fellow at the International Security Program here at CSIS. Sam, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Happy to do it.
Another major concept that surrounds unmanned that's been getting greater headlines recently is manned-unmanned teaming. In particular, the U.S. Army looks like it's going to go forward with some form of manned-unmanned teaming concept to replace the Kiowa Warrior in the Armed Aerial Scout role. So how should the U.S. military be thinking about this sort of leveraging the manned-unmanned teaming concept to address future operational requirements? And then what are some of the advantages and disadvantages of this concept?
As I mentioned before, there is a procurement holiday coming, and this force is getting smaller. We all know what the budget pressure means. The Army's concept is uniquely innovative, I think, actually, among the services in really showing a commitment to experimentation with manned, unmanned, with existing assets. I mean, there is untapped potential in a number of the unmanned systems we've already bought. And the other thing is that it's less about the platform and its relative performance than it is about what you can do with it once you connect it to other platforms, you put new sensors on it, this idea of fusing sensors and shooters and giving greater attributes to every platform without having to have every capability integrated into it. And so I think what the Army's thinking about with Apaches and Shadows is a great start. And I would like to see more of that experimentation across the services, just using what they already have. It costs some money. You have to make room for experimentation, but the payoff is potentially huge.
Thank you so much for talking to us today, Sam.